Today, I will bring you David Zhou, who has fast-tracked his career from grad school at Carnegie Mellon University to becoming the head of perception at Synergy, a Nasdaq-listed company, all in just 6 years. Synergy initially focused on a self-driving technology on an outdoor geofence application, made a bold pivot to autonomous solutions for industry material handling in response to the market during the epidemic. Throughout this entire transformation, David had led the perception team from the ground up. In this episode, we explore David's journey at Synergy from recruiting top talent to managing a high-performing team that had pushing the boundaries of autonomous technology. You will also hear about his insights on leadership, team dynamic, and personal growth while playing a pivotal role in Synergy. Stay tuned as we unpack the fascinating career of David and his experience in a rapidly evolving industry. If you are enjoying the show, please subscribe us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to leave us a comment. We love to hear from you and we read every single one. This episode is brought to you by ThinkMind, your personalized AI-powered leadership coach designed to empower you with self-awareness. Ever feel stuck, unable to apply leadership tips you've learned from coaches, books, or video, especially during those difficult conversations? Or maybe you've caught yourself letting emotion taking over, saying yes too often when you didn't mean to, and rushing into decisions. If those sounds familiar, ThinkMind is here for you. Using cutting-edge technology, ThinkMind helps you recognize those tendencies and give you the tool to lead with clarity and confidence for your team, and most importantly, for yourself. Ready to level up your leadership? Check the show notes below to sign up. The original podcast is in Mandarin. However, I believe the content is valuable for anyone who is interested in leadership and self-awareness. The coming audio overview is generated by Google's Notebook LM and verified by human. If you would like to listen to Mandarin, the link is in the show notes below. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving deep into building high-performing teams.
Ooh, exciting.
And we've got an insider's look.
Yeah.
At a team built from the ground up.
Interesting.
That's Sing.
Sing, that's a self-driving tech company, right?
Exactly. And we're going to hear straight from the leader who built their perception team.
So we get the behind the scenes, the nitty gritty.
Absolutely. The hiring process, talent development, the whole nine yards.
Sounds like a great deep dive.
Buckle up, because there are some twists and turns in this story.
I'm ready.
Well, I have to say, one of the things that really grabbed my attention was just how important aligning the team with the company's goals really is.
You mean making sure everyone's on the same page, rowing in the same direction?
Exactly. But it goes beyond just the technical skills.
Oh, you mean the soft skills, like communication, teamwork, all that.
It's all of that. And it really hit home when our guest said that different company objectives actually need different skill sets.
Makes sense. Different goals, different needs.
Right. And they said if you try to force someone who's brilliant, but not the right fit.
Yeah, like a square peg in a round hole.
It just leads to frustration for everyone.
Oh, for sure. I've seen that happen.
And they give a great example, like during times when the company's growing really fast.
Growing pains, lots of change.
Exactly. You need people who can learn on the fly and adapt and stay calm under pressure.
Those are the soft skills that shine in those situations.
And they even said, and I wrote this down.
Give it to me.
They said, if the company's goals and the team's makeup don't match, even if someone is amazing, they won't be happy, and trying to make them fit will be a constant uphill battle.
Wow, that's powerful. It's about finding the right people for the right moment.
It is, and it made me realize hiring isn't just about finding brilliant minds.
It's more nuanced than that.
It's about finding the right minds for the specific challenges.
The right tool for the right job.
Exactly, and that leads us to another super interesting point they brought up.
Okay, lay it on me.
It's about identifying what they call rock stars during the hiring process.
Rock stars. I like that. Who are these magical beings?
Well, you know those people on a team who always go above and beyond?
The ones who just make things happen.
Yeah, they're not just good technically.
They have that extra something.
They're proactive. They anticipate problems.
The ones you can always count on.
Exactly. And the challenge is, how do you spot those rock stars in an interview?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Interviews can be deceiving.
Right. You can test for hard skills.
But those soft skills are trickier.
Things like agency, how quickly they learn, communication, openness, all that.
It's like trying to read between the lines.
And our guest has some really interesting observations about this.
I'm all ears.
They said for them, a rock star is self-sufficient. takes initiative.
So they don't wait to be told what to do.
Right. And they're not limited to just their own area.
They think outside the box.
And they're resourceful. They figure things out.
Like a MacGyver of the workplace.
Or they know where to find the help they need.
Right. It's that willingness to go the extra mile.
And here's another interesting thing. Our guest didn't start out with a specific team structure in mind.
So it evolved organically.
In a way, but they ended up noticing something fascinating.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What was it?
They found that having a mix of experience levels, they called it a gradient.
A gradient, like a spectrum of experience.
Led to a more harmonious and productive team.
Huh. You don't always think about that. You think more senior people equals better team.
And we're going to unpack that in just a minute, but first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Okay, sounds good. It's not always a given, though, is it?
Right. Like our guest said, having a team full of senior people.
Too many cooks.
Well, it can create more competition, more tension.
Yeah, everyone's jostling for position.
They're all at the same level looking for those next opportunities.
And even if it's unspoken, it's there, that pressure.
Exactly. So having a mix of experience
takes the pressure off.
And it creates those clear pathways for growth.
The junior people can see where they can go.
And the senior people can mentor, they can lead.
Right. It's a win-win. Everybody benefits.
Like our guest saw how a junior team member doing really well.
A little friendly competition.
Could actually push a senior team member to up their game.
So everyone's pushing each other to be better.
And the best part is, our guest said they didn't plan this team structure.
It just sort of happened.
It did. Which makes it even more interesting. It shows how important observation is.
As a leader, you have to be paying attention to what's happening.
And be willing to adapt, learn from those unexpected things.
Absolutely. And that ties into another point they made.
Okay, what's that?
About how important self-awareness is as a leader.
Especially when you've got a team that's performing at a high level.
Right. You have to be on top of your game.
So what do they suggest? How do you actually become more self-aware?
Well, they're big on introspection. Taking time to think about your choices.
Looking inward.
And reading, lots of reading about leadership, personal growth, all that.
Always learning, always growing.
And they don't just keep it to themselves. They seek out feedback.
From other people.
From colleagues, friends, family, anyone who can offer a fresh perspective.
Because sometimes you need that outside view.
To see what you might be missing.
And they gave a great example. They really focus on giving clear feedback.
Especially when it's negative.
Oh, that's tough, but so important.
You can't just say you did this wrong.
You have to explain why it was a problem, what could be done differently.
Yeah, exactly. And that takes self-awareness, being able to step back from your emotions.
And see it from the other person's side.
Right. Make sure the feedback is helpful and motivating.
You know, our guest mentor, who's a very successful leader himself,
he must have some good insights.
He believes that leaders should spend at least half their time.
Half their time? On what?
On perspective taking, understanding other people's viewpoints.
Wow, that's a big chunk of time.
It is, but it shows how crucial it is for building strong teams.
If you can see things from other people's shoes,
you can make better decisions, avoid misunderstandings,
and create an environment where everyone feels heard and valued.
Which leads us to a really important point about building high-performing teams.
Okay, what's that?
It's not just about finding the right people or having the right structure.
It's more than that.
It's about building a culture of understanding, respect, open communication.
Creating a space where everyone can do their best work.
And it all starts with leaders who are self-aware and prioritize perspective-taking.
They set the tone for the whole team.
So there you have it.
A deep dive into the world of building high-performing teams.
Straight from someone who's been there, done that.
And learned a ton along the way.
What really stuck with you? Was it aligning the team and the company goals?
Yeah, especially that part about soft skills, not just the hard skills.
Or maybe the gradient, the mix of experience levels.
It was surprising how much of a difference that made.
And of course, that focus on self-awareness and understanding other perspectives.
Those are qualities every leader needs.
We'd love to hear what resonated with you the most.
Drop us a line. Let us know your thoughts.
And before we go, one last question for you to ponder.
Okay, hit me with it.
Think about the team you're on, at work or somewhere else.
Any team.
What are some ways you could improve the dynamics?
How could you make it a more supportive, high-achieving team?
Until next time, keep diving deeper.
Thank you for staying with us at the end of the show. If you would like to reach David, his contact info is in the show notes below. See you next time.